the Millionaire Imprint for Women. This new radio show is about imprinting wealth for women, inspiring women of all ages to heal their karmic debts, to transcend the shame of poverty consciousness that women have lived with for centuries. It's time for women, for you, to have a new relationship with money, to radiate wealth from the inside out. We are creating a ripple effect, empowering millions of women to claim their inner wealth. Join Cornelia on the Cornelia Stephanie Show at Transformation Talk Radio. Are you in? It's the Millionaire Imprint for Women. I'm Cornelia Stephanie, your host, and I'm back with our financial coach, our financial trainer, teacher, Donette Palmer. Welcome to the show, Donette.
Hello, welcome. Thank you so much for having me again. I'm so excited about doing this third step of gaining control of your finances.
Yes, because that's what you're helping us do to master in 2020. And you say that setting a plan with your money is really important to gain control with your money. Setting a plan, gaining control. And what I love and I know about you is that you teach us how to tell our money where to go. We want to be able to tell our money where to go and what to do. I love that. It just makes me feel so good when I think of that.
Well, it also shifts our mindset, right? Because we're in control. We get to say, not our money.
Yeah, the money doesn't have control over you. You have control over it. And we want to have fun with it. It doesn't have to be, you know, fearful like it has been in the past, right? Where we've been so ashamed and burdened and fearful and living in lack and, you know, out of control.
Yeah.
Yeah, out of control. It's like, yeah. And now really is, you know, here we go, because you say that the word budget for most means that we're going to have to tell ourselves that we can't do the things that we want or love to do. So budget is associated with...
negativity, right? Like telling ourselves no, what we can't do. But in reality, it's actually telling us what we can do, because that's where our control comes in. So when we get our first steps together, we refocus, we're finding out what's important to us, what's our why, what are we trying to achieve in this life? And we really need to think about that. And also think about our beliefs with money. What do we believe that's true about money, and question that and change it to make it true for ourselves? Because money isn't evil, money isn't dirty. It's a tool that we get to use to accomplish the things that we want to accomplish and to live out our purpose in this life.
Yeah, and don't you want to live in financial freedom? I mean, really, this is the time for us to do that, not to live in poverty and lack anymore, and not do some of the same habitual things that we've done before in the past because of our beliefs and because of our conditioning. You know, the stakes are high. They're high. They're calling us out to really live our highest, our core values, what's true for us. And a lot of people I know really want to be free. They want to live in freedom. They want to be free to be able to do what you want to do. But if you really want to be free in financial freedom, you have to have the strategies in place in order for you to really be able to live that out, right?
Absolutely. It's going to take some work to really... again, refocus and then gain control. And what does gaining control look like? Well, guess what? We have to pull out those bank statements and find out, what are we doing? What are we doing with our money? Where is it going? Because once we become aware, like I've been talking about, we're able to make the change necessary to get to where we want to go with our money, and to be able to have fun without feeling guilty because we didn't pay a bill, or we're going to get an overdraft fee because we did too much. That is really where gaining control comes in.
Yeah. I want to tell the new audience that's listening now for the first time to
just a little bit, you know, what is it exactly that you do? How do you help change people's lives? You know, because you're doing it all the time. This is your work as a financial coach, as a financial supportive person. You're a mentor and you support other people. You help change people's lives. How can they contact you and what is it that you do exactly?
All right. Well, you can contact me by either call or text. My phone number is 562-556-1227 and I will answer you. And we do a lot. And one of the things, again, is focusing on your why, getting to know why you want to do something. Becoming aware of what you're doing. We're going to dig into bank statements, credit card statements. We're going to look at that, but we're not going to use it to beat ourselves up because there's no sense in doing that. We all make mistakes. We're going to make more mistakes. But now that we know what we've done and we've focused, we know where we're going, we know what we want to do, now we can set a plan to get there. We can change the money and tell it where it's going to go instead of saying, where did all my money go? Yeah. You have more month at the end of your money, right? That's super stressful for people. Yeah. And this brings people so much peace. As for myself and getting right with my finances, the peace that I have gained is indescribable. And the freedom that it brings for me to be able to say yes to what I want to say yes to. I mean, does it get any better than that? To right. be able to actually live out your purpose the way that you want to do it.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I know that, like, you know, anyone can contact you for a free 15-minute consultation, right? Where you talk.
It's a 30-minute consultation, but
30,
yes.
30-minute. That's great. You know, talk about what some of their money habits may be or some of their goals are, or where they are. It's always amazing what happens when, because you're talking about, you know, how do we gain control of our money? And this is one of the ways is in order to, first of all, you know, make the call, hook up with you, right? Because you're going to help people, you know, change their footprint, yeah. change their legacy. And a lot of times, you know, we have habits that we've done for a long time that now really is the time to be free of those habits and those behaviors. And if we want to gain control of our finances, gain control of our life, gain control of our sustainability, now is the time to do that. And having a free 30-minute coaching call with you where you can talk to people because you're going to meet them where they're at, right?
Absolutely. It's not, I don't have a cookie cutter system where you're going to do what I did or what another program tells you to do, but we're going to talk about what's important to you.
Yeah.
And then, what are your values? And then we'll instill habits to help you change those behaviors so that you can do what's important to you.
And you also have the budget sheets, right? You have
sheets. Yes, I have the free budget sheets, a free consultation, a free why worksheet. And also at the end, I'm going to tell you about another offer that I'm going to give you if you sign up for those worksheets.
Yeah, so there's a lot of value here that we're offering to the listener to really gain control of your finances with a person that's truly qualified because she lives her purpose. She she's an influencer in the world, and what we've got lined up for you today is her daughters are here today and amazing young women in the world that are already living debt free. It's extraordinary. I just find that so extraordinary. And I think this is a wonderful new success model, new way of being. And so that's why Donette is super qualified to be, you know, your coach. So how do we tell our money where to go instead of wondering where it went?
Well, we got to do a budget, guys. You really have to sit down and plan out where your money goes. A budget is simply a plan. It's not, it's a tool just like money. It's not something that we have to use to beat ourselves up with and say, oh, great, now I got to do a budget. I can't do this and I can't do that. But you're going to find out where you can do things and how you can do things. because we only have so much money. That's why our why and our purpose is so important. So we can do anything, we just can't do everything. So when we're focused on what's important to us and what we want to do, those other things that aren't that important fade out. And we can refocus on what's important to us.
Yeah.
So guys, there's no better word for it, but you got to do a budget.
Well, budget, just to, you know, make the distinction again, budget is the plan.
Budget is the plan. Call it a spending plan, because that's what it is. It's a spending plan.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. We're telling our money where it's going. We know when we're getting paid. We know what we're allocating on each pay period. And we have a plan in place. All we have to do is stick to the plan we created. So it's not a plan I create for you. It's not a plan that someone else created for you. It's a plan you created for yourself. I'm there to help guide you and hold you accountable to what you said you wanted to do.
Yeah, and there's nothing like an accountability partner, because you know what it's like when you're going to the gym and you're there by yourself. You can talk yourself out of it. You can blah, 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 you know, but when you have a person that holds you accountable to be your highest, to live your purpose, to be in your best, you know, extraordinary results can happen. And really right now, the foundation that we're laying down in 2020 truly is laying down the roots of the next years to come for what it is that we want to live and be. And financial freedom, living in our birthright, wealthy roots, you know, this is all part of our blueprint that we get to live, but we have to choose it.
Right, exactly. And when you say legacy, sometimes a lot of people's mind goes to, oh, I don't have any money.
Yeah.
Legacy isn't just about money. Guys, you have the opportunity to change generations and generations and generations just by the work that you're doing. When you implement that in your life and you give it to your children or to your friends or your family and that around you, you're affecting them, which is going to affect the next generation, because they're going to say, hey, that's pretty good. They live in peace. They get to do all these things that they want to do. I want to try that. And then they're going to teach it to their kids and their friends and their family. And it's just one way that we can reach the world one person at a time.
Yeah. And I think, you know, like you said, the financial piece is really like living in peace and being in peace, being that example, being that role model of what it looks like. Other people look to you and they see how relaxed you are about everything and how, you know, peaceful you are and joyful you are about everything. And then they're like, you know, looking at you going, I want what she has, you know, I want what she has. What do you do? What is it that you do? You know,
exactly.
I thought when you were talking about that, I thought, wow, it would be cool to have, you know, t-shirts saying, you know, I'm in control of my money, or I'm telling my money where to go. That would be a good
walking billboard, right?
Definitely. So, okay. You know, we talked about the budget, you know, that's definitely what we need to do. And now we're setting a plan in this next segment. So what does that mean exactly? Setting a plan is the second step or third step in the financial?
It's the third step. So it's refocus, gain control, set a plan.
Okay.
And again, it's just getting all of your guys' stuff out, your why, your goals. It takes some time. This isn't something you're going to do in an hour. You need to spend some time and think about it and really, really commit time to it. Maybe it's a weekend. Maybe it's a day. And just get away and think about what it is that you really, really want to accomplish in this world and how you can use your money to do that. And then again, get out those bank statements and credit card statements. Find out what you are doing. What's going on? And then just write it all out and then set the plan. What is it that you want to do? How are you going to achieve it? Do you need to decrease spending? Do you need to increase income? What is it you need to do to accomplish?
I think those are two key questions. Do you need to decrease spending or increase income? Huge questions.
Right.
Yeah.
So let me tell you a little bit about a client. Her name was Nancy. She was single. She made a pretty good living, about $180,000 a year. She had no retirement. She had no savings. And she was about 58. So she was right on the edge of retirement, right?
Yeah.
She was living paycheck to paycheck, believe it or not. She didn't know why. When we started working together and doing this whole process, refocusing, gaining control, setting a plan, in 7 months, she saved $50,000 for her emergency fund. She had put away $150,000 in her retirement. Then she started her own business, which was what she really, really wanted to do. And not having all those things in place prevented her from doing that. She also got peace of mind, which is absolutely priceless to have, right? Peace of mind with your finances. And she doesn't have to worry about her future anymore.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Now, how long did that take? Or you said 6 months?
Yeah, about 7 months for all that to happen.
Yeah. Wow. That's an extraordinary story. That really is. And a lot of people, you know, find themselves in that. I just recently met a woman too, about 2 weeks ago, that was very honest with me when she told me I was looking at renting out one of the, I have a pretty big house, and I was looking, I have an empty room that is a room and has a bathroom attached to it. And I was looking at renting that out. And she said to me that, unfortunately, you know, she's a retired woman, and she said, unfortunately, over the years, she was a fisherman. And she made, cool. They made a ton of money, you know, fishermen, they make a ton of money. And she goes, she told me, she says, but you know what, Miss Cornelia, she said, I wasn't smart with my money, and I didn't put any money away for my retirement. And now I'm in a position in my retirement where I'm such low in income and all of that. Oh. So it was really interesting having that conversation, but she called it right out. She knew it right. This is what I did wrong, and this is what the thing was. The beautiful thing is she's an editor also. So I'm able to help her increase her income because she's going to be doing some editing. Which is great.
That's awesome. That is so cool, but that's just a classic situation, right? We work our butts off. We come to the end of it and we're broke.
Yeah.
And there's just no reason for it.
There really
isn't. Yeah. And again, guys, it's not about telling ourselves what we can't do, but really focusing in on what we want to do. I think that's the big game changer, is really focusing on what we want to do. Because like I said, when we have that focus and we know where we're going, those little things, you know, whether it's your $5 coffee that you like every day or your favorite place to eat out, you're willing to give that up for a higher purpose.
Yeah. You said the two things, which the two questions is, do I need to increase my income or decrease my spending? Those are huge questions to ask, you know, I think regularly.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's something to, you know, have a sticky note along with the budget sheets that really help you to stay on track so that you can really, you know, be your best self. I mean, we just gave you two stories of women that were making a lot of money and ended up in their retirement age and not having the money that they needed in order to live comfortably, you know, and live good.
Yeah, it's super stressful, you guys. You know, everybody knows it's stressful. And when we're stressed out, we're not going to feel good.
Yeah.
We get headaches. We get migraines. Ulcers,
we don't sleep.
We don't sleep. We're not focused. It affects every area of our life drastically. And that's just not any way to live. To live 40 years of working your butt off, but you're stressed out because you know one day retirement's coming. One day it's going to end. And what fun is it to live stressed out like that?
Yeah.
It's not fun at all.
No. And so it needs to be actually flipped, because you're living like this, you know, you're living like this and you're thinking that it's all fine when actually it's the other way around. You will feel more better, more gooder, more in charge if you face the elephant in the room and look at what it is that's calling your attention. You already know this. It's just, you know, getting past the part of the shame that it's, you know, that it's, What is it that stops people from looking at their, because when you say credit card statements and bank statements, it's like, oh gosh, you know,
Well, they don't want to know, because they know that they have been doing things that they probably shouldn't have. And we kind of put our mind, well, out of, what is the saying? Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
So if we're not looking at it, we don't have to really deal with it. But okay, one day it's going to catch up to us. We can't keep living like that. One day it's all going to come crumbling down. So it's better to take control now.
Yeah.
And figure it out so that you can live a better life and you don't have to run from your money.
Yeah. So Donette, did we hit the points of, you know, in this segment of, you know, touching on the plan, that was the next thing?
That is the next thing. I wanted to just tell you another quick story about a young woman who was in college. She had a bunch of student loans, and this is all to do with having a plan, what it does for us. She had a car payment, credit cards. She even had to move back home and live with her parents. She was working full-time, several jobs, and going to college full-time. Obviously, that's a ton of stress in itself, right? With all the debt on top of it. And stuff kept coming up financially. After just a couple of months of her being focused on her goals, she got that peace with her finances. She felt organized. She became really, really good about how she was going to afford things and what she wanted to do. Her mindset wasn't, I can't afford it, but how can I afford it? Oh, how can I make that happen?
That is brilliant.
Isn't that awesome? And this is what happens. We're like, well, how can we afford it? Mm-hmm. We don't have to say no. And she became pretty creative on how she was doing that. And she took on, she had about four or five different jobs that she was doing.
You know, most of the time when something is calling us, a desire, something shows up in the universe that you want to do, and the first limiting belief will come up from the subconscious that was there from conditioning long time ago, it's not your fault, that, you know, that comes up and that says, we can't afford it. I can't afford it. That those are the things. And then you live by that, I can't afford. Right. And then you create that prophecy, and then you create that legacy, which really isn't serving you. It's not serving you. So we want to change that limiting belief to say that again. I can't.
How can I afford it?
How can I? Hello. I totally love that. How can I? Exactly. It's like, how can I? And yeah, and saying yes to, again, you said it earlier, living in your, with your core values, knowing what they are, so that working on your goals, and that you know where you want to be, and that requires, like you said, a weekend of looking at things, being willing, having a buddy, a coach,
absolutely,
a mentor, somebody that holds you accountable. I mean, there isn't, you know, all the people out there that have been successful all have coaches.
Yes.
They all have coaches, you know, they have coaches, people that they rely on to support them so that they can live their highest and best.
Absolutely. And a lot of them have multiple coaches for different aspects of their life. Athletes, they got coaches for each different aspect of their game that they have. People that have become wealthy, they have it for their money, their time, their skills.
Creativity
shows,
coach, singing, dance.
Yes, we have fitness coaches, and coaches take us from where we are to where we want to go. They show us that it's possible, and they guide us and help us and encourage us, and they're a cheerleader but also an accountability partner.
Yeah, because there is going to be the times where things, you know, where you doubt yourself, things come up, you need a strategy call, but you always have somebody that's holding you on that highest track, that already sees it done, and that all is just holding the space for you, helping you, you know, cheering you along until you get there. And then we can rah-rah, victory.
And it's also like a confidant, somebody you can kind of spill your emotions out to and not have to worry about it getting out anywhere. I deal with a lot of that stuff. Other emotions and things that people are dealing with come out.
I bet
it's a safe place for you to do that.
Yeah. And that's true. You also have that. You have that, and it's just, you have to have that safe space to be able to talk about some of the things that are that are ugly, right?
Yes.
Talk about some of the ugly, because that's all part of it too. And you know, it's no shame in that either. It's just
no, not at all. And I always say, you know, when we get our hair done, it doesn't look pretty when we're getting our hair done, right? We got stuff in our hair and we're under these big heaters and things like that. But what comes out is beauty, right? Mm-hmm. So we have to get through that ugly to get to the beauty.
Yeah. And your hair is looking fierce, by the way.
Absolutely.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful. I love that blue. So, you know, I'm so excited about our next segment. We're getting ready to take a break. But, you know, what we have in store for you next is we're going to be introducing you to Donette's daughters. And this is extraordinary because she taught her daughters what she's teaching us here. And these young ladies who are the future leaders of this world are already living this while they're building and living, creating their life. And so I'm really honored when young people have a foundation like that. And I wish I would have had that growing up. So I just find this such a you know, important piece. I wish they would teach this in schools, and that's what would the kids would be focusing on, you know, that we would have this early on. So I'm honored and excited to meet your daughters. Let's take a break, and then when we come back, we will meet them. Okay.
Awesome.
Coming to you live on TransformationTalkRadio.com is the Brilliance Ultimatum, Time's Up with Claudette Rowley. Powerful conversations, practical innovations, and transformative solutions as Claudette and her guests delve into the possibilities and what she calls reality resistance. Join the cultural revolution and annihilate obstacles. Check it out at culturalbrilliance.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Are you meeting your sales goals? Or maybe your business plan could use a dose of the divine? Tune in to Divinely Driven Results with faith-based business coach Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Coach Elise Smith helps listeners get unstuck from their business plateau and become empowered through divine guidance. Build up belief in yourself and your dreams, and learn business strategies that work for you for real lasting results. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com. Living a richly abundant life sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days, because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We just finished our break and here we are back on The Millionaire Imprint for Women. And I'm talking with Donette Palmore and we're talking about how to gain control of our money and tell our money where to go.
Yes.
Us being in charge of our money, not our money being in charge of us, in right. control of us. So before we went to break, we were talking about how your daughters are already living this way of life, the way that, you know, your financial coaching and that you taught them that. So tell us about that and introduce us to your beautiful daughter, Chloe.
Okay, so one thing is it's so important to teach our kids as soon as we can about this really uncomfortable subject, which is money. Uh-huh. There's two areas that are huge that I think we fell in as not just as society, but as parents, which is sex and money. Those are two things that need to be talked about more. But you want to tell kids how to get money because you don't just walk up to the ATM and get it. It doesn't just appear there, right? You want to teach them how it works, giving, saving, investing, all of it, and how they can afford things, right?
Yes.
When with my clients, I see the aftermath of this whole thing of kids not learning about money. Because now I got them as adults, right? And now we're trying to undo everything that they've been taught. So I didn't want that for my kids. I wanted them to have better and do better. And we do as people, right? We always want better for the next generation. And like I said, I do have a special offer for parents of teens today. So make sure that you're listening at the end when I say it. So I was going to have my two daughters here today, but one of them had something come up. So I have my beautiful baby girl, Chloe, here. And I just want to say that I am so, so super proud of my girls and Chloe. They are fearless. They're hardworking. They're strong, kind, loving. They don't take any BS. So if you're a BSer, you're probably not going to survive in their world. They're very authentic and true to themselves. And I am very, very proud of them for that.
Yay!
And so I have four children, if you guys don't already know that. And Chloe is my youngest. She's 19 years old. Wow. And I wanted to bring them in to talk a little bit about what it was like growing up with our money situation, what they observed, how they felt, what they saw. What was it like for them to start as they seen me change? What was that like for them as things started to change? Because it affected everybody, right? And how did it impact them? And what were they thinking about that? And then, of course, her own journey with her money. And then we can go from there. So, Chloe, growing up, and what did it feel like growing up in this house with money before I started this whole journey?
I definitely saw the change when you started with the coaching and everything, when you started going places and learning about all that stuff. But before that, I don't completely remember. I just know that we never went without. So if you did struggle with money, I never knew about it until I was older.
Okay. Well, that's good because that was important to me for you guys not to feel that. So when we were starting to change, what are some things that were changing?
Well, the budgeting. How many times you went grocery shopping, how many times we ate out. And then you started to teach us as well. So you got us like classes and the envelopes and all that stuff.
And how did you feel about that?
Yeah, I was going to say, did that feel restrictive to you? Like, you know what, like when she was, you know how it is when your parents, did that feel restrictive?
When I started it, yes, it did. But, as I went on, it just helped more. So,
Okay.
So one thing we did when I started on this journey was that we didn't buy soda for them when we did go out to eat. Chloe, how did you feel about that? Do you remember that?
No.
Okay. Well, when we would go out to eat, I wouldn't buy soda anymore. We all drank water. And if they wanted a soda, they had to pay for it or a drink or tea, whatever it is they wanted. So you don't remember that at all?
No,
Okay.
Wow.
That's okay.
Wow, that's interesting. So because you were decreasing spending.
Yeah.
You were
decreasing spending, but also showing them the value of that. Because when you have a family of five or six, $3 a drink adds up.
I know. Yeah. I mean, because sometimes, you know, when I'm at the restaurant, I see families of four or five, you know, in today's economy. And I'm just like, oh my God, how do people really do this?
Yeah. So the solution one was to decrease by stop buying drinks so that we can still enjoy that time out, because we do love to eat at different places and have different experiences and try new things. We love to do that as a family. But how can I decrease my cost, but also kind of put the responsibility on them so they could start making choices? You know, do they really want that soda? Is it really worth the money that they earned that week?
Yeah, that's because right now, again, it makes them think about, okay, I have to look at value. I have to look, is it really, it's not just, because in the real world, they have to pay for it.
Exactly. And Chloe, I don't know if you remember this. We would go school shopping. You guys would get, you know, name brand stuff or didn't care how much things cost. And one year I decided to switch and hand you guys the cash and told you you had to buy this, and this with that amount of money. And you guys were like, I don't want to pay $30 for a pair of pants.
That's hilarious.
Your mind shift changed. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember it a little bit. I don't remember before that. I remember you giving us money to do certain things, but I don't remember before that that we could get whatever we wanted.
So how did that, do you think, changed the way that you spent your money?
I was probably just more conscious about it, because you did budget other stuff we did, like when we were younger and we wanted to get each other presents or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and now you guys have to figure that out too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you didn't want to spend $30 on a pair of jeans or $30 on a pair of pants, and you go, no, I don't want to put all my money there. You're supposed to buy the pants, but you gave her the money to buy the pants, but didn't want to spend all of it on that. The pants shouldn't be that expensive.
And the thing is that it was still my money that I was giving to them, but now they were in control of it.
Yeah. That was brilliant, Donette. Brilliant teachings.
So, Chloe, how do you think all of this has impacted you?
Probably just with how I spend nowadays and how I save for stuff, mostly for, like, traveling and stuff. So just how I prepare for that. And obviously when we bought cars, it was different than us buying a new car or anything like that.
Well, you want to talk a little bit about your experience with that?
With the car?
Yeah.
So she basically had us save up like most of our life. Like when we were younger and like just got money for like birthdays or stupid stuff or allowance or whatever, we'd always have to put some of it into savings. And then by the time we were 16, we had the money to buy a car for ourselves. So we didn't have to worry about it when we were 16.
How did that feel?
Felt pretty good.
It felt empowering. It because you were probably one of these children, you know, young teens that you didn't have to rely on your parents at that time or whatever, because you already have it. It must have felt really empowering that you already have it, even though you may not have really felt the scope of it, but it must have still felt really empowering that you already had your car.
Yeah, it did. I mean, they did help out with like some stuff at the beginning, like with insurance and everything.
That's nice. That was
One of our rules was that in order for you to even get a car, you had to have a job, because you had to pay for insurance and you had to pay for the gas in it and the registration. So before they could, and they've had jobs since they were little. Gosh, I think you were like 11 when I put you on payroll for my company. And I would give them, you know, jobs to do so that they can earn money and they can learn that money comes from work. It doesn't just get handed to us. We have to earn it.
Chloe, do you mind if I ask you, how old are you?
19.
19. And so earlier you said that, you know, the way that you spend now and the way that you travel. So obviously what I'm hearing you say is that travel is a big deal in your life.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal. It's something you
She's
love.
She's my world traveler, yeah.
Okay, so you are the global trotter, globe trotter. So you like to travel. So you budget to save for traveling.
Yeah, because then I could just, it's easier to break it down and see how much I need to save up before I go. So I don't have to worry about it by the time it comes around.
So when, see, it's the same thing with the car. It's the same kind of thing with the car. They had you save for the car before you turned all your life. And then boom, when you turned 16, boom, you had it. So where, tell us about where do you go? Where have you been and where are you going?
Mostly I go to Hawaii. So about two or three times a year I go to Hawaii. I spend 2 weeks to a month there. And then I've been to Tahiti. Last year I went to Tahiti with some of my friends. And then this year, at the end of the year, I'll probably end up in France.
Nice. Now, are you a surfer?
Not really. I'm taking a college class for surfing, though.
Are you? Yeah, I just see you on the ocean. I just see you with your surfboard and whatever. So do you like the tropical islands?
I do. It's a lot slower. It's really nicer up there. The people are nicer.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's, you know, I see a lot of young people doing this. They want to travel and they really want to be free. You guys are showing us the way to do that. And so I think it's wonderful that you are living that lifestyle and that you're showing others what's possible and that you're making your dreams come true from an early age at 19. And so what else do you do? What else do you do to earn money?
Well, I have two part-time jobs. I work part-time as a video editor from my house, and then I've just recently got a job at a restaurant part-time.
Okay, so you're an entrepreneur.
And she's my social media manager.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that must be a fantastic support, because these young people, they are just like, it's just for them, it's just like such a piece of cake.
Yeah,
you know, Chloe, I'm inspired by you. I look at young women like you, and it just inspires me to have such a strong foundation already to begin with as you're figuring out how you want to live your life, what is it that you want to do, and that you're going to go experience culture and have different experiences to, you know, figure it out, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it is possible when we know what we want to do, right? When we have our goals and our why in front of us, we can adjust how we spend our money and adjust how we earn money. Do we need to get more creative on how we do it so that we can go to France, so that we can go to Tahiti? Chloe's always been really good about that. She wasn't somebody that always had to buy something with her money. She would save it up and make big purchases like really nice cameras or traveling. Chloe also does jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai, and Taekwondo.
Wow.
So she goes to tournaments, and she needs to buy equipment, gis and equipment for that. So she saves up to do that stuff as well.
Yeah, you know the value, Chloe. You know the value, and that's foundational principles that your mother and your father taught you to live into and be into so that you can be an empowered woman in the world and not be dependent upon others, but that you've got the skills. You know, these are good skills. You know, how do you feel now that you have these skills? I mean, I'm sure, you know, you know, working in a restaurant and doing these things, you'd like it to be a little bit more easier, but how do you feel having the skills that you have in comparison to some of the friends that you know or people that you know?
I do feel like I have it better off than most people my age, and especially since in high school they had us take a financial course to prepare for college and investing and all that stuff that most people don't get to take. So that was really cool. I like working, so I like the restaurant and I like the video editing. I like to work.
Yeah, you know, working in a restaurant, I worked in the restaurant too. It was always, that actually was one of my favorite jobs. You know, I think there was always something about, I just loved serving people meals and bringing them nourishment and like making sure they had a great dining experience. You know, I loved being a waitress, so in whatever capacity, a server, you want to call it, back then we called it a waitress, but a server. I love that. So, and the fact that you could probably go to Hawaii and, you know, pick up a little gig or whatever. But the video work is also so perfect for you. And especially since you love it, it's great.
Yeah. And the video work I could bring with me. So when I go to Hawaii and Tahiti and stuff, I just bring it with me and I work on it there.
Great. So tell me about the video work that you do, because what is it? I'm curious.
So it's like video editing. So I do like, I get contracted to do like weddings and bar mitzvahs, bat mitzvahs, parties and stuff. So I make kind of like montages and stuff.
Cool. Cool. Well, it's good to know. It's good to know. So, you know, I always like knowing this so that, you know, whoever need to hire somebody, then we know where to go.
Yeah, that's right.
anything else you want to cover? Here we've got about 8 minutes left, I think. And so I just want to make sure that we cover everything that you wanted to touch on today in today's show, Donette.
Yes, I have. I think we covered a lot. Chloe, do you want to, do you have any final thoughts about your whole experience?
I'm still living it. I'm still getting ready for everything. I mean, I think Julia would have more to say just because she's been through more. She's older, she's more developed, and she's finished college and she has moved out and everything. So I think Julia will be a better example.
Well, but you have your own journey and your own story, and you inspire people who are 17, 18, 19, 20, who could be struggling and thinking, you know, what, I only make this little bit of money. What could I possibly do with it? But there's a lot of things you could do with it. And it's about being focused and know what you want to do in your life.
Yeah.
You have a lot to contribute.
Absolutely. And you contributed a lot to the show today because you inspired me. And I'm not just blowing smoke, you know. I'm telling you the truth because I feel like, wow, it's really inspiring to see young women like you. Because, you know, I do other shows too, and honestly, I've seen a lot of young women that just go out there and get pregnant, and you know get pregnant and get married and be in a relationship and give all of their power over to the husband and not be involved in the finances, and then and just make babies and all these things. Yep. And not sure on how to, you know, get out of debt and all that. So I see that too. And so that's why when I see women like you, it's extraordinary. And I want to champion that and cheer you on and realize for you to realize what really an amazing influence you are for our collective.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I cannot stress enough how important it is to really, as soon as you can, start teaching your kids about money, even if it's little tiny things, and give them a good, strong work ethic, because that's how you make money, right? We have to work for it. It doesn't fall in our lap. And I have something called Money Smart Academy. It is a teen program. And I'm so excited about this. One, I'm going to be bringing it into a youth shelter for at-risk teens, which I am so excited about, and I can't wait to do it. But I have a special offer for you guys today. They get to learn about topics, and then they get to make a real-life choice on the topic in the safety of the video game. So we do life skills in a video game. I mean, that's really cool, right?
Yeah.
And you get 6 weeks of group sessions. So you have video game-based homework. Who does that? You get a parent and a student study guide, and you learn how to implement real-life practical tools. Normally, and you get the one-on-one coaching. So we'll be doing some group coaching. Normally it's $497 for this package. But if you sign up for either the budgeting worksheet or the why worksheet, I'm going to give you $100 off. So it's only $397 and it's 6 weeks worth of content. It's a great gift for your team. I know that when we are not sure about how to handle money, we are not going to be sure about how to tell our kids about money. But parents, our kids are watching and they're going to pick up your habits. They're going to pick up what you're doing. And I know Chloe says she doesn't really remember things, but if I would have continued on the path of, you know, being in debt and not paying attention, she would have picked that up. And so much so that when I did begin this journey, and I don't know if you remember this, Chloe, but when I had my envelopes out and I was at the grocery store, they were watching to see which envelope I was pulling that cash out of.
Yeah, I for sure remember that. Okay. And I remember things that you changed. I remember, like, with all the cars and stuff, when you and Dad wanted new cars or needed new cars. And then stuff with the house, like repairs and everything.
Yeah. So they're watching us. They're going to pick things up. So we have to be very intentional about teaching our kids about this subject that is going to affect the rest of their lives, money. And I can help you do that with nothing more other than a video game.
Yeah, I love it. I love what you're putting together. Children learn what they live. And it's crucial for all the women out there that are listening to this podcast that are going to see it later in the YouTube. Please, you know, take Donette up on her offer, because you see what she's created and what she's capable of. And, you know, in a matter of a short time, your life or your children's lives can also be changed. Let's tell the audience exactly where to go, Donette, and we're going to put the links into the video later, but let's tell everybody.
So I would just go click on the links or text me and I'll send you the link.
What's the text?
My phone number is 562-556-1227. And you can say, hey, I want the free budgeting sheet or the free why worksheet, or I want them both. And I'll send you the link to get those. Or you can click on the link that's in the show.
Good. So yeah, that's easy. The phone number that Donette said, and then get the free budget, make the connection, get on that free 30-minute call, and get ready to change your financial story with money in 2020. Gain control, take your power back, and tell your money where to go.
That's right.
Yeah. So I just want to thank you so much for this wonderful show. Chloe, it's so brave of you to come on and share your story with us and, you know, be sitting here with us, and really appreciated that very much. Thank you for your time. And Donette, as always, it's a pleasure to be with you. Pleasure to co-host with you. And to the audience, thank you so much for listening and tuning in, and we'll see you again next time.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.